I recently fell in love again with Sinead O'Connor's haunting song, the title for this week's missive, Thank You for Hearing Me. Thank you for hearing her. Click on the link in the blog to listen to this amazing song. On its face, it's your basic love song, yet there's so much more here. I offer reflections over the coming weeks to use her language and music to transport you into, of all places, the realms of leadership. This week's might shock her and you. Lesson 1, Trumpers. Many on the left are utterly perplexed by Trump's following, yet I don't think it's complex. Those hardcore followers are, I believe, singing to and of him, as Sinead sings to an apparent lover. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for seeing me. Yes, many are not well educated, are white, are worried about their jobs, are worried about their language and the country's unity being lost, are worried about the demise of Christmas, tradition, etc. Those on the left would say, does he really hear, love, see you? But I think his followers would respond, you are the ones who do not see and hear me. And they came out to vote in record numbers. Are we listening? Are we hearing? Of course, in our profoundly divided country, many and many more on the left were terrified that they were not seen. Women, youth, LGBTQ communities, people of color, the children at the border, Muslims, etc. Both sides are pointing us to see the very same phenomena. They should awaken us not only as citizens, political leaders, but also as parents, teachers, and managers. Our people are saying, hear me, love me, see me. To which I would add, shall we? In the home stretch of this year of tumult and division, you might just see how you are doing and how you can do more. Do your people, all of your people, feel heard, seen, and yes, even loved. In the waning weeks, if not days, how will you say and show that you are listening, seeing, and loving? To do so is to lead with your best self.